Defending life and biblical values, can you see the convergence? Understanding the times through a biblical worldview. The world has experienced unprecedented turmoil in recent years, with events that seem to unfold faster than ever before. It's hard to keep up with the rapid changes, from global conflicts to cultural shifts. As Christians, we are called to discern the times and understand the spiritual significance behind the events we witness. In the transcript titled, Can You See the Convergence? From Olive Tree Ministries, Pastor Ken Michael, January Markle, and guest pastor Jack Hibbs explore these very issues, shedding light on the spiritual implications of current events, particularly in light of biblical prophecy, a fragile world order. The chaos in Israel and the growing threats of terrorism underscore the instability that now defines the global landscape. Pastor Jack Hibbs points out that what we see unfolding in Israel is not the final push of Islam but part of a broader strategy that has been in place for centuries. He emphasizes that Islam advances by making incremental gains, stepping back only when it faces resistance, but always moving forward in its ultimate goal of global domination under the crescent moon. The spirit of Antichrist. A significant point raised in the discussion is that the events of October 7, 2023, marked the unleashing of a new level of the spirit of the Antichrist in the world. January Markle and Jack Hibbs discuss the discernible shift in spiritual darkness that has overtaken the Middle East and the entire globe. This shift is not just a physical manifestation of violence and chaos but a spiritual one, as described in the book of Revelation. Hibbs references future prophetic events described in Revelation, where the Euphrates River will be a focal point of demonic activity during the tribulation period. While we are not yet in the tribulation, the rise in global antisemitism and the coordination of hatred against Israel suggest that spiritual forces are at work, preparing the stage for the events foretold in the Bible. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Global Convergence. One of the most striking observations in the transcript is the notion of convergence. Hibbs and Markle agree that we are witnessing a convergence of prophetic signs that indicate living in the last days. This convergence is seen in the alignment of nations, the increase in global unrest, and the rise of demonic influence worldwide. This alignment is not coincidental but is part of God's prophetic timeline, revealing that we are moving closer to the return of Christ. The sanctity of life and biblical sexuality. A central theme in the discussion is the assault on the sanctity of life and biblical sexuality. The Democratic National Convention, DNC, exemplifies how far the culture has deviated from biblical values. At the DNC, free abortions and vasectomies were offered, and there were grotesque celebrations of what can only be described as a culture of death. Participants dressed up as birth control pills and mobile clinics handed out abortion medication like candy, turning the act of terminating life into a carnival-like spectacle. Pastor Jack Hibbs calls out the Democratic Party for what it has become, a death cult. The promotion of abortion on demand, the mutilation of God's design for human reproduction, and the celebration of such practices are clear indicators of the party's alignment with ancient paganism rather than biblical truth. This blatant disregard for the sanctity of life is not just a political issue but a profoundly spiritual one, revealing the demonic forces at work in our society. The role of the church. In light of these events, the role of the church becomes increasingly critical. Hibbs warns that America is at a tipping point, where the choices made by believers will determine the nation's future. The church cannot afford to be apathetic or silent. Instead, it must rise to the occasion, speaking truth to power and standing firm on biblical principles. Hibbs specifically challenges pastors to boldly proclaim the truth, even when it is unpopular or politically incorrect. He argues that the church has historically been society's moral compass, and it must reclaim that role if there is to be any hope for revival in America. The upcoming election is seen as a crucial moment when believers must vote according to a biblical worldview, prioritizing candidates who are pro-life, pro-Israel, and pro-religious freedom. A call to action. The transcript concludes with a call to action for all believers. Hibbs encourages Christians to engage in the political process not because politicians can save us but because we are called to be stewards of the land God has given us. By voting, advocating for biblical values, and educating others, we can make a difference in the spiritual battle unfolding before our eyes. Hibbs also offers a word of encouragement, reminding believers that these are glorious days to be alive despite the darkness. The convergence of prophetic signs is not a cause for fear but for hope, as it points to the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He urges believers to examine their hearts, ensure they are in the faith, and share the gospel urgently, as time is running short. Conclusion. The conversation between Pastor Ken Michael, January Markle, and Pastor Jack Hibbs serves as a sobering reminder of the times we are living in. The convergence of global events, the rise of the spirit of the Antichrist, and the increasing pressure on Israel are all signs that the prophetic clock is ticking. As believers, we must be vigilant, discerning the times, and fulfilling our God-given mandate to be salt and light in a dark and dying world. Now more than ever, we must stand firm in our faith, proclaim the truth without apology, and prepare our hearts for the return of our King. The attack on the sanctity of life and biblical sexuality is not just a cultural or political issue, it is a spiritual battle that demands a response from the church. We cannot afford to remain silent or indifferent. The choices we make today will have eternal consequences. As Pastor Hibbs so powerfully reminds us, we must use the opportunities we have been given to stand for truth, protect life, and uphold the biblical principles that God has ordained for our good and His glory. The time to act is now before it is too late.